This is Akashvani. The news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said the whole world is going through some kind of stress, and in such a situation, yoga gives us direction to peace.
दुर्भाग्य से आज पूरी दुनिया किसी न किसी तनाव से गुजर रही, कितने ही क्षेत्रों में अशांति और अस्थिरता बढ़ रही है। ऐसे में योग से हमें शांति की दिशा मिलती है। योगा इज द पॉज बटन दैट ह्यूमैनिटी नीड्स टू ब्रीथ, टू बैलेंस, टू बिकम होल अगेन। मैं विश्व समुदाय से आज के इस महत्वपूर्ण अवसर पर एक आग्रह करूंगा, लेट दिस योगा डे मार्क द बिगिनिंग ऑफ योगा फॉर ह्यूमैनिटी 2.0, वेयर इनर पीस बिकम्स ग्लोबल पॉलिसी।
Leading the celebrations on the 11th International Yoga Day from Visakhapatnam, the Prime Minister said that for the 11th time, the world is coming together to practice yoga, highlighting how yoga has beautifully united people across the globe.
आज 11 साल बाद हम देख रहे हैं कि योग दुनिया भर में करोड़ों लोगों की जीवन शैली का हिस्सा बन चुका है। मुझे गर्व होता है जब मैं देखता हूं कि हमारे दिव्यांग साथी ब्रेल में योग शास्त्र पढ़ते हैं, वैज्ञानिक अंतरिक्ष में योग करते हैं, गांव-गांव में युवा साथी योग ओलंपियाड में भाग लेते हैं।
Prime Minister Modi said the theme for this year, Yoga for One Earth, One Health, reminds how the world comes together to secure a happy and healthy future for present and future generations. The 11th International Yoga Day was grandly celebrated along the scenic coast of Visakhapatnam, with Prime Minister Modi leading the event. He was joined by Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu and other dignitaries. Around 3.5 lakh people took part in the event, which included a flypast by the Eastern Naval Command and a 45-minute yoga session. In Madhya Pradesh, the 11th International Day of Yoga was celebrated with enthusiasm across the state today. A state-level yoga practice session was held at Atal Path in Bhopal. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, Union Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durgadas Uike and Lok Sabha MP V.D. Sharma participated in it. Hundreds of people took part in the program. Chief Minister Dr. Yadav said on this occasion that yoga calms the mind, peace brings satisfaction, satisfaction leads us to non-violence, which realizes the idea of Vasudeva Kutumbakam. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya participated in the yoga program at the historic Rajwada in Indore, and Union Minister of State Mrs. Savitri Thakur participated in the yoga program at Mandu in Dhar. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan has said that yoga was recognized by the United Nations through the efforts of Prime Minister Modi. Interacting with the media at Chennai after the yoga session at the National Institute of Siddha today, Murugan said that yoga is performed in 125 countries around the world today. He said it is a natural, healthy lifestyle and a cure for diseases like high BP and diabetes. In Gujarat, the state-level celebration of the 11th International Yoga Day was held at Sharmishta Lake in Vadnagar, the hometown of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The event, led by Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, was attended by ministers and several other dignitaries. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also took part in a yoga program in Ahmedabad. In Sri Lanka, the International Day of Yoga was celebrated at the iconic Independence Square with over 1,000 participants and 100 instructors leading the session. Several senior ministers of Sri Lankan government, former cricketers and industry members joined the event organized by the High Commission of India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall in Madhya Pradesh, eastern Uttar Pradesh and in the northeastern parts of the country today. India's javelin star Neeraj Chopra won the men's javelin throw competition of the Paris Diamond League 2025 at the Stade Sebastien Charlette last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.